My name is Isabel Vara, and I will be interviewing Grace Griffin. Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yes.
Will you please state the time and date?
Today is Thursday, December 9th, and it is 1:41 p.m.
Okay, so for my first question, how has learning about past pandemics helped you, or not helped you, put COVID-19 into context?
I think learning about all these different pandemics that we've experienced in the past has really been beneficial for helping just to grasp what's happening right now. This started my junior year of high school, which, you know, I was basically still a kid at the time, so I didn't quite understand what was happening. It was very scary to learn about, so I think kind of understanding that things like these have happened in the past and, you know, lots of tragedy and great loss has occurred, we always, you know, we make it through it. So I think understanding that it's scary, but it's happened before is helped a lot.
What are some similarities between COVID-19 and past pandemics that stood out to you? Differences?
One of the interesting things I noticed from one of our readings about the 1918 influenza was that there was actually an anti-masking group then, too, and as there is now. So we haven't really learned much in a century, I guess, when it comes to disease control, even though they've been, you know, proven to be effective. Some people still aren't quite happy about wearing one. And then in terms of differences, I think just the disease itself and its transmission mode and mortality rate is different for each pandemic.
Do you think the world or humans specifically have learned from past experience with different pandemics?
I would say somewhat. There's definitely some things that have made leaps and bounds, like how quickly we were able to make the COVID-19 vaccine was pretty amazing. But also, like, the masking thing, I don't think we really learned as much as we could, or the most effective length and way to quarantine could probably be worked on. So I think there's still some room for progress, but we definitely learned a lot.
Do you think it is useful to compare our current pandemic to past pandemics in their histories?
I do think so, in that there's ways that we can look to the past and see what worked and what didn't when it came to stopping the spread and handling the diseases. Obviously, each disease is unique and it has its own symptoms, transmission, all that. So it's not a perfect model, but I think we can definitely see more specifically, like, what didn't work and what we can change in the future.
By gaining new knowledge about other pandemics, has your attitude toward any of COVID-19's regulations changed?
I would say not a ton, because I was already pretty good about, you know, respecting the regulations. I believe in the science of it, and I think they're there for a reason. I think for a lot of people, though, if they had taken this course, or other students who have taken this course, I think learning about these different pandemics has really provided a reason for the regulations and a better understanding of why they're so important to follow.
How is your perception of our current pandemic altered from before this class until now?
I think kind of like the first question, it's just kind of been put into context a little bit more. I think emotionally, I have a better grasp of it, and I better realize what's happening, why it's happening, how we're responding, if that's good or bad. So I think taking this course was really beneficial and better just having a good perception of it.
Thank you.